Everybody's ego takes a shot on this show.
You gotta keep your chill with Jim, Matt, and Molly.
I am savage.
So you're not special.
Jim, if we want to play this game, we can play this game.
And I'm just like, my God, this guy's gonna swing on Jim.
He's a complicated fellow.
People like me.
Yeah, I don't think so.
This is Jim, Matt, and Molly on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.
We're learning a lot about each other.
So I guess we'll go see the band.
Did you hate the band just as much like when LaCrone was the main guy?
Yeah, why would I not?
Like, LaCrone was his guy.
It was such a big deal.
No, it wasn't.
Was such a big deal.
Nobody gave a flying flip.
Oh my gosh, so you've probably never been to the spring band concert.
No.
Oh
my gosh. Why would I go to the spring band concert?
Because LaCrone came in on like Wires one time. It was amazing. Does his own stunts. He's like Tom Cruise.
Ooh. Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio in downtown Madison, alongside Matt Hamilton and Molly Brown, here's Jim Rutledge.
It is hour number two of Jim, Matt, Molly. We are presented by Coors Light at the Mountain. Believe nothing to do,
and that's crush a Coors Light.
I'm Jim Rutledge. I have the power in the Everlight Solar Studio alongside Molly Brown and Matt Hamilton. Primetime oil shine behind the glass. Get into the show, 844-770-3776. That's the Carbon Stock text line. List is more. See us on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream as the ham cam is in full effect there, Matt Hamilton.
Are we just going to make that a thing?
This is like Matt, like the people that like end up on the Jumbotron.
Exactly. That's me.
That's what I feel like. Matt, probably you live your best life when you're on a Jumbotron.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were not around, and you can watch us on the, or listen to us on the ESPN Wisconsin app. Matt, we took Matt to a game. Me, Scalzo, and then Steve from UW Credit Union went to a game with Matt Hamilton. And because
Bucks
we're good,
game.
Bucks game with Matt Hamilton. And because we're good teammates and we're the home and the flagship of the Milwaukee Bucks, we reached out to said Milwaukee Bucks and said, hey, Matt Hamilton apparently only goes to sporting events if he's going to be put up on the Jumbotron. So we worked it.
So embarrassing.
We worked it out without Matt knowing that he was going to be on the Jumbotron, and we gave him the treat of the surprise Jumbotron appearance for Mr. Matt Hamilton.
And I did not disappoint.
No.
I peeled that jersey right off and swung it over my head like any good red-blooded American would do.
Yeah.
I remember seeing this. I remember seeing this, yes.
It was awesome. Well, and then I had people coming up and asking for like autographs and stuff. It was perfect. It was exactly what I wanted in my Bucks experience.
Funny, because if I got on a Jumbotron, I would die. I would just like curl up and be like, like hiding my face.
No,
that'd be it.
No kiss cam?
No.
What about the reverse food cam?
No, absolutely not. So. I'm a bottomless disgusting. Pit. I would extra
what's
die.
What's the reverse food cam?
Where like you it's like you're like
that?
Vomiting
oh, you
your
see
food.
It in reverse, so yeah. It looks like you're like eating a hot dog or something.
Yeah.
Awesome. That sounds like a blast.
The ham cam can't wait to watch Matt uneat a hot dog.
The ham cam should also just be Matt putting things together on the like in the moment, just putting together. What is a reverse food cam? Oh, it's when the food goes reverse out of your mouth. Like putting it all together in his mind. That's the process is
Ryan,
amazing.
My mouth works faster than my brain, so I needed to like talk it out rather than think it out.
Yeah, I can imagine.
All right, so Unsportsmanlike is making its way here to Madison, and they're going to be here
Sweet!
We get our badger call in now, or what?
Stop. Yours is good. You don't do it ever again, please.
Molly, do you
never do it?
You want to give
it
a try? No.
Nope, I don't want to.
Molly's still not trying to do badger sounds.
I'm good.
So we're not going to put doing badger sounds on the list of things that Evan and Small should do here when they get to Madison. But the Unsportsmanlike Show, Evan Cohen and Smalls are going to be here in Madison. They're part of the tailgate tour with ESPN Radio in general. And Smalls is a Illinois alum. And she's a fan of Brett Bielema and the Fighting Illini, the team that's favored to come in and beat the Badgers here on Saturday. But Evan and Michelle are going to be in town, and so we're crowdsourcing because Evan's going to have some ideas. But let's be honest, I don't know if Evan has the same idea of a good time in Madison as all of us would. And to maybe make sure that Michelle gets a full view of what Madison is, let's get some suggestions from our fans, 844-770-3776. Let's get some suggestions from our fans on the Carbo Stock and Text Line. List is more of what they should do, specifically Michelle should do in Madison, must-dos when she's in town. Luke In Middleton chimes in, Mickey's Dairy Bar. That's a classic when you watch College Game Day on TV. They do a lot of shots from Mickey's Dairy Bar.
Yeah.
Gebrin Cash, he did say, Evan won't be able to handle Bennett's Country Club, which I think is fair.
That's true.
I know Evan.
Bennett's Country Club.
We've talked about the Bennett's Country
Club. Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay.
And
Smart
eggs. Yeah. So Ian's Pizza is another Madison staple. So that could be another one there as well. And then AC and Tosa chimes in with you guys making Arkansas Razorback sounds like that because of Brett Bielema. Yes, we are. So
that's a Badger sound. That's not the scene.
That is a sick badger.
It's a rabid badger.
Suey! Suey! It is fun to do, I'll tell you that.
Suey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do it. Come on.
Go, do it.
I did it like 5 times already.
I'm going again.
Suey!
Suey! Suey! Suey!
I'm not. We're not going around in a circle and just like doing this right now.
Yeah.
We will not be doing that.
It's very invigorating. 844-770-3776. That's the Carbon Stalking text line. This is more. It's giving me a lot of energy like Zoa.
Yes, it is. You
got off guard.
No, you didn't. Just you guys are giggling about it. You guys sound like you've been chugging Zoa today. My goodness. Oh, my gosh. Whenever I need energy, Zoa energy is what I reach for in my fridge. I absolutely love it. You guys know that I have twins that are almost a year old. They still don't sleep very well. I have a toddler who still sleeps in my bed. So I wake up every single morning super tired. So I need my Zoa energy. So if you want to pick up some Zoa for yourself, head over to ZoaEnergy.com to find where you can pick some up. This is Jim. No? It's 5:19.
Yeah, but we got to get out for a minute to win it.
Yeah, you guys got to get out of
here. Oh. Okay.
Molly pulled a Jim Rutledge there.
No kidding.
All right, so they're leaving.
She's upset
a little bit
now.
In a huff.
She's upset.
Yeah.
Suey!
Hey, man, the pork that they make over at North and South Seafood and Smokehouse, fantastic.
So it sounds like
Suey!
Yeah, all right. So what are we doing?
So as we heard in the open, Jim, you offended Matt Hamilton when he said that the band was dorky, not for the cool kids.
Right.
And I was also offended by something Molly said as well yesterday.
Okay.
Saying that similarly, Star Wars is for dorks. It's not cool.
Yeah.
And I think that's very offensive, especially for someone like Matt Hamilton, who is like literally dressed up as Anakin Skywalker from, what was it? Not Empire Strikes Back. What's the third one? What's the name of the third movie?
Revenge of the Sith?
Revenge of the Sith, which is actually funny because today's category is going to be the titles of the 9 main Star Wars movies. How many? Matt and Molly. Molly, who hates Star Wars, I don't know if knows any of the movies, and Matt Hamilton, who could probably list them in his sleep. How many do you think that combined they could get?
Well, so it's a matter of...
Matt's getting 3, right? So now it's really just a question
like
of how many
will
Molly
get wrong? So I'm going to give it 4.5. I think
so
she
basically,
get one.
Molly has to get 1.5.
Yeah, and she should be able to.
She has to get 2, actually.
Yeah, but the classic she should be able to hit.
You would think.
Should I go 5.5? I'm gonna be 5.
5.5? No, 4.
No, I'm sorry, 3.5. 3.5. My bad. 3.5.
I like 4. Personally, I like 4.5.
Okay, let's stick with 4.5 because I think they're gonna end up at 4, so it's a good number. But maybe Molly pulls a rabbit out of her hat there.
Oh gosh, I can't wait. Right. I can't wait for Matt.
This is a good one, and Matt's gonna be so giddy. He's gonna be so mad because she screwed it up.
I know.
So do we start with Matt or Molly?
It doesn't matter technically.
Okay.
Because it's just whoever gets 3 wrong. As soon as Molly gets 3 wrong, Matt can only answer 3.
Okay.
So it won't really make a difference. But we do need callers.
All right, caller what?
There's 9 Star Wars movies, so let's go caller 1 and caller 9.
Caller number 1, caller number 9, 844-770-3776. Caller number 1, caller number 9, 844-770-3776. Caller number 1, caller number 9, 844-770-3776. You're at least going to get a $25 gift card to North and South Seafood and Smokehouse. It might even be a $50 gift card to North and South Seafood and Smokehouse. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly.
Just say you like it. There's nothing cool about the band. It is objectively cool.
I find
you like it.
Okay, I like it because it's cool.
It's not cool.
It can be cool to Matt. Things can be cool to other people if they're cool to you.
I like Star Wars.
He's
Star
Wars is cool. Judgmental. No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
When I dressed up in my Star Wars outfit,
that
was cool.
Presented by Coors Light. On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.
God knows. I am.
Reincarnated. I was stargazing. Life goes on. I need all my babies.
Yeah.
woke up looking for the broccoli. High key, keep a horn on me, that could my seat. IP, ownership, the blueprint is by me. Mr. Get Off, I get off at my feet.
Jim, Matt, and Molly continues live from the Everlight Solar Studio. Sorry, this song makes me want to dance. When I hear music, it makes me want to dance. She's Molly Brown, Matt Hamilton, Primetime Laura Sean behind the glass. He's still answering phones back there, apparently. 844-770-3776 is the Carbos Talk text line. List is Morrissey. It's an ESPN Madison YouTube stream. Don't forget to subscribe. Like us and subscribe to us, because then you can start getting involved with all the YouTube comments and
like,
all that chat.
Subscribe. Don't forget to ring that bell. Turn them notifications on for whenever we come out with great content.
Yeah, Matt Hamilton, the ham YouTube. Cam, the ham cam, continuing there. This is Minute to Win It, presented by North South Seafood Smokehouse. Three great locations in the Madison area. Sweet! They cook some great pig over there, along with lots of other things.
I will say, talking about places Michelle and Evan should go this weekend in Madison.
North and South Seafood Smokehouse.
Yes.
Ryan would recommend the pork butt.
The pork butt, no, for sure.
The meat candy.
Meat candy is so good.
Yeah. I would say, honestly, their fried pickles are also really
so
good.
My youngest daughter, Nola, she loves the fried. We go there, and she'll try it going anywhere else.
No, they're the chips.
Oh, so that's the right way to do fried pickles.
Exactly.
And we've tried them other places, and every time it's like, not the same.
No, it's not.
They're so good.
They really do a good job with it. Yeah, they have that sauce that they actually were willing to. They gave Matt the sauce that comes with the pickles. They gave Matt the recipe, so they weren't too.
No, I tried to guess it.
Oh, that's
I was trying
was.
To guess it, and they wouldn't confirm or deny, but they're like, you don't have all the ingredients yet. So I thought I had a super palate, and I don't.
All right, Tim in Oregon, I can't help you. Jimmy, I can't get my kid's account off the YouTube. You can call Tech Services, which is Ryan. Let's play.
Wait, you can't get his kid's account.
You can't switch from off of kids' YouTube.
Oh, he's on a kid's YouTube account. Oh, I think that's fine. We should be able to be on a kid's YouTube.
I don't know if you can watch live streams on kids' YouTube. I'm trying to think.
Oh, is that a thing?
I don't know. Okay. I have no idea.
As a parent, I'd prefer no.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's a good point, actually.
But wait. Dad? Like, I mean, what is this?
All you got to do is sign up and log into your account.
There you go. Tech Services brought to you by Molly Brown. All right, let's get to North South Seafood Smokehouse presentation of Minute to Win It.
Will they beat the odds?
I say everything with pure confidence, whether I think I'm totally right or not.
Or crumble under pressure.
I legitimately know one of these. I legitimately have one.
This is the Minute to Win It, presented by North and South Seafood and Smokehouse, with three locations in Madison, DeForest, and Verona.
Before Ryan gets into it, my guy, Ryan guy, he brought it today. It is good.
I do have a good list.
It's going to make you guys split, because one of you guys is going to be an ace and the other one not so much.
That means I'm going to suck and you're going to be good.
Well, what it means is that one of you is a dork, actually. Matt Hamilton admitted dork. Thinks it's cool, though, that he likes the band, the marching band. So we're going to go the 9 best bands in the Big Ten. No, I'm kidding.
The 9 most played instruments.
No. We also talked about the fact that Molly doesn't think that Star Wars is cool at all. It's for dorks. It's for nerds.
This is dumb.
Is this a Star Wars category?
So, guys, today,
category
for Minute to Win It is the 9 titles in the main Star Wars saga.
Is this a joke?
Original trilogy, prequels, and sequels.
I legitimately know none of these.
Sarah Timer starts now. Matt, why don't you go first?
A New Hope.
A New Hope is there, number 4.
Can I just say Star Wars?
Nope, that's not
how
that
works. I'm not guessing. Odyssey? That's one.
Yeah, that's it.
Odyssey.
Incorrect.
What?
No, that's wrong. That's a brand of
yogurt. Because I can't tell you. Yeah, it's a good, delicious brand of
pizza. No, but isn't it like the Odyssey
Empire
something
Strikes
trilogy?
Back.
Empire Strikes Back is the 5th movie, correct?
This isn't fair, okay? Because this means that he's
not a high number. You don't have to do a lot to help out
you
here.
You don't.
Give me some hints here.
What was I for Halloween?
Anakin Skywalker.
Okay,
right?
But what is he? Or what was he?
A Jedi.
And if they were to come back, they would have... Starts with an R.
Okay, this is really good.
The Jedi Returns. I don't know.
Return of the Jedi.
Okay, that's
I'll
close enough. Thank
I'll
you.
Give it to him.
All right.
Now
it's my turn again?
It is.
Oh, sweet. Let's go Clone Wars. Oh, no. Wait.
Are you kidding me?
I'm stopping. I'm pausing on that. The Phantom Menace, please.
The Phantom Menace.
Final answer.
Molly at the buzzer. Do you have anything?
Give me a hint.
No, that's not how that works.
No. We already got one.
Yes, it does.
We got the one.
Come on.
We just gave you one.
You guys just want to hear me say something. Darth Vader's Aftermath.
Yeah. Darth Vader's Aftermath, the 10th unknown movie.
Doom.
So
yeah, no kidding.
Darth Why Vader's did you do that? That's not even fair.
Molly, we
no,
said...
No.
What do you
this
mean?
This is a team sport. If you wanted just to hear Matt rattle off Star Wars, you should have just had him on the show. You should have just done it. You should have said, Molly,
point?
You stay in here while Jim sets the line. Done.
I'll also say this. Matt was a really bad teammate in this segment because he didn't even give you the layups. He took them all himself.
There were no layups. I've never seen
yeah,
any
that,
of these movies.
That's the thing. I would have given these her like brand... a new hope if I thought she was going
to
get it.
These are brand new movies to me.
Brand new.
Yeah,
came
the
out
one that came out
in
1979.
Literally, she's creating new movies that don't exist yet.
I guarantee when you read this list off, I have never heard or seen any of these movies.
Well, that's
interesting. Because I'm not a nerd.
You just,
no offense.
You just heard three and a half of them because it's not
wait.
The Jedi Returns. It's Return of the Jedi.
Before,
pretty close.
Yeah, that was pretty close, Molly.
You led me to water. It kind of took
time.
A drink.
Yeah. What Star, like how many Star Wars characters? Just name anything.
Mandalorian, because I saw that on Disney.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's Darth
more
Vader,
of a race than
Anakin
a character.
Anakin Skywalker.
Those are the same person.
Princess Leia.
They are, that's true.
I like the hair. The hair
what about the main one? Who's Princess Leia's brother?
Is that a joke?
Yeah.
What are you talking
He's
about?
He's like the main...
Yoda.
He's like the main Jedi.
I don't think she was answering.
No,
she was
no, I wasn't because I don't know the answer.
Who's the main Jedi in all these movies?
Darth Vader.
Who is Jedi. He's a Sith.
Who was there a really weird attraction between the two of them before they decided they were brother and sister?
He has a very biblical name.
What?
Yeah.
Same name as our coach.
There's a gospel.
Okay. Same name as our Badgers coach. First name.
Oh, Luke Skywalker.
There you go.
So well, you want to get really weirded out. I think they wrote the first one and Luke is kind of got the hots for Princess Leia, and then they decided in the second one they're going to be brother and
Leia
sister.
Leia and Luke. Yeah. Interesting.
But they were twins. And then, yeah.
Separated.
Can you imagine Stormtroopers? That's a character.
She hasn't got my favorite one. The main reason why I enjoy Star Wars.
Jim, she just said Stormtroopers is a character.
Those are characters.
That's good, though. You know, honestly, give her that.
Is it Darth Maul?
No, Han Solo.
Han Solo.
Oh,
Han Solo
is
my guy. Harrison Ford. Yeah, that was like, that's why I loved Star Wars was Han Solo. That was my, like when I watched it, like that's my guy.
Can we do like.
Luke was whiny. He was very whiny.
He was a little whiny.
Can
Until
we do,
three.
That's my guy
Can we
right
do
there.
Like early 2000s like rom-coms? That's more my speed.
I don't think Matt would be able to.
I sucked at this too, so he can suck next.
I could actually help at some of those.
Really?
Yeah.
We can reverse it. Well, don't talk yourself up too much, because we only set the line at 4.5.
We set it at 4.5.
So what did you get?
We got 4, because you got three and a half. You almost got one wrong, sir,
so let's not even.
You did, Matt. That was almost a big slip.
Yeah, and then I stopped.
Attack of the Clones.
No, I didn't say Attack of the Clones.
It's
I said Clone
Wars.
Which
yeah.
is a great series.
Some would say maybe
the
best content from Star Wars. It's right up there.
I would say it's one of my favorites.
Yes. The TV shows are all great, but we're just doing the movies, so let's run them through. You got The Phantom Menace. That was Matt's final answer. Then there was Attack of the Clones is the second, though it's actually the fifth in this trilogy. Or not the trilogy, the saga.
Yep.
Yeah. Then there's Revenge of the Sith.
Just gonna watch this weekend.
Revenge of the Sith, which is what Matt Hamilton was dressed up as, Anakin Skywalker in Revenge of the Sith. Molly, come on.
Yep.
And then there's there's A New
Sith
Hope.
Lord.
Which is the original, technically. Then Empire Strikes Back, one of like the five greatest movies of all time. Return of the Jedi, my personal favorite. Then there's the sequel series, The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi, and Rise of Skywalker. As you can see, the names aren't very creative.
Yeah.
I was thinking I might have struggled
a little bit with those new three.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I would have gotten. I've seen them, but I don't
know.
I would have
got Rise of Skywalker, but I would have struggled a little bit with the newest.
Force Awakens? That was such a big deal when
it was
out.
Good.
It
I didn't hate it.
I enjoyed it. The name would definitely.
Interesting.
All right, is this real issues or is this Jim Matt Molly?
Episode,
like, what are we doing?
You're the only one who's left out here.
Episode two is hands down the worst of all of those.
Yes.
Movies,
so, Matt, what was your favorite Star Wars?
I mean, it's.
Wait, episode two of the sequel series.
Okay. Episode two.
I thought you were saying Attack of the Clones was your least
Attack
favorite.
Attack of the Clones is my least favorite.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Out of the first new three ones, the third one is my favorite.
Of the newest three?
No, well, not the newest threes of the, I guess
Return of the Jedi is your favorite, is what you're saying. That's the Ewoks.
No. My Empire Strikes Back is my favorite.
It's the best. That's the best one.
That's the best.
For the newer ones, I would say the last, like the new ones that just came out, the last one. But also
The Rise of Skywalker.
Yes.
Really?
But then the preview ones.
That one's trash.
I don't know. I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed Rise of Skywalker, too.
But I also got to see the last two with Rosie, and so like she was in on these a little bit, so like I kind of enjoyed
That's
it.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
Because she watched, actually, when Noldo was born, she was young enough to like not think I was a dork, so she just watched all the Star Wars with me.
Phantom Menace is like my guilty pleasure favorite. I saw it in theaters with my dad in like 99. There was people dressed up as Sith Lords and Jedi fighting in the aisles. Like, it was the best. And then you got to see the twin-sided like lightsaber.
Yeah.
That Darth Maul used. It was incredible. So
love a lightsaber, don't we?
Come on. It's better than a wand. Yeah, a lightsaber is like basically what every guy, if they could take a sci-fi toy or like relic from any sci-fi movie anywhere, like lightsabers got to be in the top three.
And they're very obvious why guys like it.
We literally had a whole show talking about this back in July.
Because you could cut anything with it. And it never dulls.
Matt, okay, you say that, but then when you dressed up as whatever you dressed up as for Halloween,
and
you,
Skywalker.
You had the worst lightsaber.
Okay, like, I couldn't afford a nice lightsaber.
It was the cheapest like plastic one that I think our kids had when they were like five.
Okay, but that's just because I couldn't afford it. I spent all my money on the outfit.
Oh my God.
The lightsaber is kind of like,
couldn't afford it.
I only use that
budget
to help other people as a Jedi.
There's only so much.
It's like a last resort to use a lightsaber.
Did your wife give you a budget and you're just like, oh, I guess I'll buy the, as opposed to couldn't afford, where you're like,
yeah, I wanted the fit.
Yeah.
I wanted the fit.
You get X amount to spend it how you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did put a more expensive lightsaber in the Amazon cart, and she swapped it out for the same one she had. She didn't want me to have a nicer lightsaber than hers.
How much was it?
The one that I wanted?
Yeah.
$180.
Oh, my gosh.
How much was the one that you
got?
It
was like a real dueling lightsaber for like the nerds that cosplay and actually duel. Yeah. That's what I wanted.
What's the one you actually got?
If Matt would have
like 25?
That, yeah, 25, 30 bucks.
If Matt would have gotten that, he would be walking around with a lightsaber on his hip at all times.
I wish you would have actually gotten that.
Did it come
because it would probably just stay in the studio.
Right.
Yeah. Did it come with a holster too? Like a belt?
Well, it doesn't go like down. It's always, you know what I mean?
It's
like it doesn't retract. It's always ready to go.
Okay.
Must be nice.
Yeah, must be nice.
It's Jim at my episode by Coors Light.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.
Jim, Matt, and Molly continues. Live from the Everlight Solar Studio, I'm Jim Rutledge alongside Molly Brown and Matt Hamilton. Primetime Morris Shine Behind the Glass. Get into the show, 844-770-3776. That's Carbos Talk and Text Line. List is more. Tommy T chimes in, hey, Matt, just splurge on the pricey lightsaber. They are amazing, and they make you feel like a kid again.
Is this something that men just like have in their maintenance?
There's multiple lightsabers at my house.
Who cares if you have a lightsaber and you just happen to bust it out and do some sweet lightsaber moves every once in a while?
My girls are past it. Rosie like was in it for a minute. Nola never really into it. I don't know if they're still around, but if they are, I'll bring them in. Like I had one that was actually like an old school one that like I found at like a garage sale that would, you push the button, it would shoot up. And it would make like a noise like that. That was pretty great. And then they had the plastic ones, like the Darth ones.
Look for them.
Yeah, I'll go look for them. Yeah. So we can have a little sword fight here at the Everlight Solar Studio.
A lightsaber duel.
Molly.
Mm-hmm.
That sounded really silly.
Primetime Morris Shine Behind the Glass.
Jim, you know right now on the video stream, looks like he has just like a cardigan like over his shoulders. You know what I mean? Like, you know how like preppy people wear like the.
He looks very Cape
Cod. I'm going to tennis. Like, that's what Jim looks like right now.
I'll take that as a compliment.
On the private talking text line from Pablo Iglesias, he goes, I'm also with you on spending dough on a lightsaber. I spent $200 on one.
See?
My brother didn't spend money on a lightsaber, but we did go to Universal Orlando down in, not Universal Orlando, excuse me. God, what's the, oh my gosh.
Disneyland?
What's the other one? Not Disneyland, the one that Harry Potter is at.
Wizarding World?
The Wizarding World and whatever it's called. We went there and he actually got.
Universal?
Universal, yes. We went to Universal, the Wizarding World. He got his own wand, like an
Harry
authentic
Potter.
Wand. Yes. He got one, I think it was like $150.
What's that street called again?
Diagon Alley.
Yeah.
So, Diagon Alley.
Yeah. And Harry Potter is on the list of things, just like Star Wars. Like, I don't know why I like them. They're not really in my wheelhouse, but I enjoy
They're
Harry
just
Potter.
Incredibly and heartwarming.
And I could actually do Harry
and
Potter
I will say,
movies.
Glass of butterbeer, pretty good.
The butterbeer there is good, too.
What does it taste like?
It's like a cream soda almost, butterscotchy. Yeah.
But you can just get, they have like an alcoholic version that you can get, too.
I did not. I had the kids' version.
You missed out.
More authentic.
It was.
Exactly.
So So I think we've asked this before, but before getting thrown stones, y'all can answer this one. Wand or lightsaber?
I would love a wand.
Lightsaber. Hands down.
Wand. More right. useful.
I'm going lightsaber.
Right. Now, if...
The free tier.
One caveat to this question. Like, to wield a lightsaber, and this is going to sound nerdy, to wield a lightsaber, you need to be force sensitive. So I'm assuming I get some force powers, then I don't need a wand. I have the force. Then I'm good.
Yeah.
I'll take the lightsaber.
Okay, and I'm freaking Harry Potter if I buy a wand. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, but like...
Who wins, good. Harry Potter or a... I don't know what you are. A Jedi?
A Jedi.
Okay, who wins? No.
Yeah,
no.
100%. 100%.
I don't think so. I think right. magic is better.
Our, we'll throw this up at Jim, Matt, and Molly.
Cuneus, Agniosa!
Who wins in a fight, Harry Potter or Luke Skywalker? 844-770-3776.
Luke Skywalker, like...
Can we just do this?
Return of the Jedi?
We, guys,
yeah,
just,
we should have done stones.
Yeah, come on. Let's just play the open.
Let's do stones. Matt got way too into this.
Some takes are cool.
There's real questions here.
You know, this kid they're the same cool thing, to be honest. Harry Potter and Star Wars.
Some opinions are just cooler than the rest.
The same.
And if you keep it chill, then it's a cold take.
Chill out.
I'm chill. I'm chill as a cucumber, man.
I'm always the coldest.
This is Throwing Stones, presented by Metro Kia of Madison, Madison's chillest Kia dealership.
All right, Matt, use the force and throw some stones. Who's winning in a fight? A Jedi or a wizard?
So there's obviously different levels of Jedi and wizard, but for the most part...
Luke Skywalker versus Harry Potter.
Which Harry Potter and which Star
God.
Wars?
Oh, my
God. Okay.
But we had the first the book. Harry Potter's like
Harry
a terrible
Potter.
Wizard.
Right, just like Luke Skywalker's a terrible
so
Jedi
version
in the
version of
one.
Each of them. How about that?
What?
The best version of each of
the
them.
The best version of each Luke Skywalker is dicing Harry Potter into tiny little pieces.
Molly?
I have no input. As we just learned, I've never... Okay, I'm going to pick Harry Potter then.
Okay, wrong.
Because Matt.
Wrong.
I'll go Luke Skywalker, Ryan.
Yes.
This is dumb because people are going to roast me and be like, Harry Potter would never win.
Ryan, what's your pick?
I'm thinking that. Ryan's going to pick Harry Potter too. We've already had this discussion.
Ryan kind of looks like Harry Potter.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Look like Harry Potter mixed with Matt LaFleur, actually.
Harry LaFleur.
So just nerdy LaFleur is what you meant to say. Nerdy LaFleur.
Matt Porter.
Harry LaFleur.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Anyways,
it sounds like a, I don't know.
What?
It's Hagrid.
No, Harry LaFleur.
Oh. Yeah, no, that sounds
so
naughty. Yeah, for sure. Clearly. No, we all know that.
Spicy.
I think Harry Potter would win.
Oh,
I think
gosh.
Harry Potter, at the peak of his powers, would also beat Luke Skywalker.
That is so bananas.
Luke has control of the Force, and he has control of, like, telepathy, essentially. And he, I don't know, like... In the Jedi and the later
I'm assuming
movies.
The lightsaber can deflect like a wizard blast.
Molly,
well, wizard blast, come on.
Completely out.
Yeah. Like,
oh, no, I'm reading the talking text line to see if people are texting in. AC Antosa says, Harry Potter loses to all Star Wars characters. Lord of the Rings may be a different story.
Lord of the Rings, I don't know.
Yeah. Duke and Lou says
a metal
Chuck Norris trolls them both.
Versus a lightsaber, no chance for Lord of the Rings.
I'm trying
go,
to read
go be a winner, the opposite of this conversation. Go be a winner at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. That's where winners go. Millions of dollars are won every single weekend at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. You can go win yourself some money to go buy yourself a wand or a lightsaber.
Wish you luck, we do.
You're a wizard, Harry.
That was Yoda.
Matt and Molly.
That was Yoda!
Hey, this is Jim, Matt, and Molly presented by Coors Light.
This is Martin Selsaker from Norway. You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Holly on 100.5 SPN Madison.
Madison College has been educating Wisconsin students since 1912, which is more than a century of opportunity. And today, many students actually start their bachelor's degree right at Madison College. And with special transfer tracks and agreements with schools like UW, you can save money, earn credits, and then move right into a four-year program. It's a proven pathway to success, and it all starts at Madison College. Start your path at madisoncollege.edu.
She's Molly Brown. I'm Jim Rutledge. He's Matt Hamilton. Primetime Laura Shine behind the glasses is Jim, Matt, and Molly. Evan Cohen and Michelle Smallman are going to be in Madison, and they are coming here Friday morning doing a show. Michelle Smallman is from, she went to the University of Illinois. She is a Fighting Illini, Evan a Badger. That's why they're coming to town here to kind of celebrate along with ESPN Radio coming into town for the big game as well. Big in the idea that Brett Bielema is going to be facing off against Luke Fickell. But we want to know from you, 844-770-3776, what should Michelle do here in Madison? What are some must-dos? I will say, I believe she's from that St. Louis, Missouri area, because that's why, you know, the whole Packer connection there. Mm-hmm. Bad choice, should have taken the Bears. But I will say, barbecue is big there. And North South Seafood Smokehouse would be one that I would recommend. Great barbecue
spot.
But
are you recommending, not that it's not good barbecue, but like...
But I'm saying that
someone
like,
who comes from good barbecue, shit, but I wanna, it might but just I, be good barbecue.
But like, I want to know if like, do they think it's? I want to know
that's
her
fair.
Opinion on it.
That's
like,
fair.
I, you know, I get it. Like, you don't want to just have them. Like, it's Wisconsin's not known for it, but like,
right? Like, I wouldn't send someone from Arizona to go get tacos.
True, but like, if you really tacos, if you really believed in the place, you like, I want to know. Like, that's what does someone who knows know? And
yeah, yeah.
But otherwise, what we think Mickey's Dairy Bar, the Union.
Well, now that I found out they're here Friday morning, they have to go for a fish fry.
Well, they're here. They actually will be getting here on Thursday.
Well, regardless, Friday fish fry. I know Jim's never had one. It's got to be done.
I don't think Evan would eat a fish fry.
Why not?
Because it's disgusting.
It's Jim, that's
it's
like your
rot.
Opinion, man. And it's
gut
not
rot?
Gut rot.
It's I don't know
delicious.
If it's gut rot.
It's
just, I mean, I've never had it, but
it's
like
just
I don't.
Fried. Again, you can fry a shoe. It's fried fish.
Yeah, exactly. But don't get cod. Don't get cod because that's a waste. Get like bluegill or perch or something.
So it's associated what? With
the, just the thought of fish. Just get,
they have such bad taste.
But I would say ice cream at Babcock Farms, right? Mm-hmm. That's where it is in Madison, but UW Madison.
Mm-hmm. Just go run up Bascom Hill afterwards too.
Yeah, then go run up Bascom Hill right afterwards. But yeah, if they are runners, Bascom Hill would be where to go. But honestly,
Madison, the Lake Loop. If the runners run around Monona.
Not also just run around Monona. Run to Picnic Point, too.
So I would say
that's
this,
a fantastic one.
Michelle's, I don't know what kind of runner Evan is, but I know Michelle just finished a, what is it? A
marathon.
She did the
marathon.
New York City Marathon.
So the Monona Loop would be easy for her.
Yeah,
true. I don't know what Evan can run.
What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying he didn't just finish the New York City Marathon.
I think
that's
he was
all.
Running like miles during like her training, though, to like help support
I
her.
I believe he's talked about how he runs every day. I think it's like 5 miles.
Okay, so he can do the
it's
loop.
A half marathon to do the loop.
Okay, so he
it's
can
13
do the loop.
Miles to go around like on the,
well, I've
on
biked,
the.
I didn't realize I biked the loop before.
It's the Monona Lake Loop.
That
13
sounds
miles.
It's no easy task. It's
no, I hated it.
No,
about halfway through, I'm like, oh my god!
Imagine
I'll turn
running
around.
That.
Yeah,
now.
No. It'd take me days. But I think
the awful
the cheese curds. A lot of great places for cheese curds here. I would say
no matter what you do, you pretty much have to go run afterwards.
Yes,
is the secret to Wisconsin.
Yes, that's honestly the best advice you gave there, Ryan. Michelle, when you get here, just eat as much Wisconsin cheese and beef and whatever
and
other food you like here, and don't eat the fried fish. And then because you're a runner, you and Evan can just burn it off the next day. All
that's
right, this
a good plan. That's a good plan.
Jim, Matt, Molly, presented by Coors Light.
See ya.